Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
After a memorable weekend of music with Taylor, Shania, Longitude and the Saw Doctors, the question might arise about suitable venues to promote and foster music. According to its owners, Ireland's most advanced music venue is Lark Hall in Balbriggan, part of the Irish Institute of Music and Song. It's a beautiful venue, and only last week it won a key award from the Royal Institute for Architecture for Ireland. But will IIMS be economically viable, and where did it get its money from? All issues for Michael Dawson, director of the IIMS. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, what qualities does it need to have to get the title of Ireland's most advanced music venue?
So when we set out to build the Lark Concert Hall several years ago, one of the things we wanted to do was create a new hall in Ireland that was acoustically beautiful, which means that you can stand there without any amplification and it can be heard in every single seat in the hall, but also something that would allow us, as the Irish Institute of Music and Song, raise money. So the Institute's set up as a non-profit CLG, and one of our big missions is to be an economically viable music institution. So in America, a lot of big music institutions are funded by donors, and in Ireland, they're funded by the government. So we wanted to take destiny into our own hands and be able to keep the place operating, pay the salaries, turn on the lights through the activities that we do in the place. So it became very apparent that we needed to when we were creating the hall, that yes, it had to be brilliant for artists and for people to perform, but it also had to have the capability for, say, big corporations to do their corporate retreats out in the place. So we built a hall with 11 4K cameras built in. It actually has a full broadcasting suite, so we can broadcast anywhere in the world live from the hall. And then, of course, throughout the entire building, there's Cat6 going everywhere. We're able to link
there's
up different rooms.
What's Cat6?
Cat6 cabling allows you to have very, very fast data transfer. So basically, you could have four different conferences on at the same time in different rooms. And if you wanted, you could link them all together and then show them on our 10-meter wide screen in the hall eventually. So basically, the whole place functions really, really well as a corporate venue.
And so, it's not just a music venue; it can be used as exhibitions and even turned into a museum if you needed to.
Exactly. Yeah, the Department of Foreign Affairs were out not long ago, as well as Fingal Enterprise came out and used the space for talks. So every single wall in the new building has a projector on it. So, say for example, an artist was coming to launch their album. You could have pieces of their album on every single wall as you walk around the place. Or say Google wanted to come out, they could have all the different things they're trying to get their employees to know on the walls.
Well, okay. Now, you got your money north of the border from a non-bank lender called Belfast Commercial Funding.
Yeah, so like many people, we got the campus properties in just at the turn of 2020. And we had enough money to build this project. The campus has the concert hall, but it also has luxury accommodation in Bedford House. There's a restaurant called the Lala, and then the music school all around in different rooms around the campus. So we thought we were in a good position. But of course, 2020, many things happened during then. We had a huge increase in the cost of steel, huge issues with shipping. And then also, as we had more time, we decided to make the place better. So we kind of had a whirlwind, perfect storm of problems, where about 8 months into the build, there was 3 months left to build the building, and we basically ran out of money. We hadn't got enough money to complete the building. So with a building that was starting to look really, really beautiful, sitting there with scaffolding around it, we had to find a way of finishing it. And this is where Belfast Commercial Funding came in. And we reached out to several different lenders. We were looking at banks. We were looking at everything we possibly could, friends, family, etc. But when we got chatting to the lads, Kieran was in particular the person we were chatting to, Kieran McLaughlin, they were able to turn around really, really quickly for us, because at the end of the day, the longer the hall sat closed, the more money it lost. So we wanted to get it open as fast as possible. And any of the wonderful artists that were meant to play at the time, who eventually came back, like Mary Black, Gavin James was using it for rehearsals. They did come back once we opened eventually then in November.
Yeah. Is it true that some Irish banks would only lend to you if the building was already finished?
Well, we were advised that if you're going to get a loan, the length of time it takes, there's due diligence that has to be done at all parts of the course. So if we wanted to get the loan as fast as possible, Belfast Commercial were the ones to do it. Like, they got it over the line in about 2 months, which is extremely fast.
All right. Now the lender, of course, is not a charity. It expects to get a profit out of this, doesn't it?
So yeah, absolutely. No one does anything for free in this world. But I think we Gareth Graham, who is the founder of Belfast Commercial Limited, came out probably about 2 months ago to have a look at the building. And turns out his daughter's big into music. Turns out he's big into music. And we've got this big founding patron program. So as you enter the hall, we've got brass notes embedded into the tiles. And we've had about 20 different corporations and individuals have bought these tiles. And they get a big program associated with it. And they get to support the Irish Institute of Music and Song. And as we were walking around taking pictures, Gareth Graham said, put me down for one of those tiles. So they actually came and became founding patrons of the organization, which is great to see because, you know, everything we do is all about trying to build the community, build the arts, and try and do something in Ireland and solve a problem. Excuse me for a second. Solve a problem, which is access to music education. And I think Gareth, having been through it, I know his daughter's an actor and a singer. He understands that and got on board, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And any more famous acts going to rehearse or going to do some jamming in the Lark Hall?
Unfortunately, Taylor, we invited her, but she obviously had somewhere
busy.
Else to.
She was busy
at the time. Yeah. Yeah, but look, almost every week we have people coming down. Phil Coulter has been down several times rehearsing the place, like you said, Gavin James. But one of the great things we've noticed is that finally, because we're on that Dublin-Belfast link, you can access us just by the train.
Yeah.
Like, we can get the train from Malahide, you can get the train from Drogheda. People are just swinging by, calling in, having a look. And more artists are starting to use the place. We had Ye Vagabonds there last night, who are absolutely fantastic.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck with the venture. I must swing by and have a look at it myself. That's Michael Dawson, director of the Irish Institute of Music and Song, home to the Lark Concert Hall in Balbriggan.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.